The figure provided last night by City Judge Craig Hanna was one of six black males is doing time or has done time or is dead, crippling a life and the lives of those close to them. Some of the reasons are well known, like heavier penalties for possession of crack cocaine than powder cocaine, while others are less clear. Black Law Students Association President Philip Pierre says students are studying what to do. Pierre says he grew up in a tough neighborhood and is familiar with policing.
Within my first maybe 10 years, I lived in Flatbush, Brooklyn. It's a populated area with blacks, and there was a lot of policing that was going on. I've also went to inner city high school, so there's a lot of policing that goes on as well over there. So I've had firsthand experience seeing police officers.
Buff State Professor Anthony Neal says it's part of a historical pattern going back to slavery of criminalizing black life. UB Deputy Police Chief Joshua Stitch says the reasons aren't clear, but too many police departments don't ask the questions or collect the data on interaction between officers and citizens of any race. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.